Hey.
Hey.
This is Corey.
And I'm Brandon, aka Jump Rope Champion on all social media networks.
And I'm Ilya.
And this is Jump Rope Jam. Ilya, who do we have today?
We have Ilias Debas. So this is a French jumper who lives in Paris, and he competes with Just Jumper. So the name of his team is Quatre de Légende, which is the legendary four, would be the English translation of that. And he's been all over the world, got some phenomenal videos up on the web, and he's agreed to come talk to us today about what's happening in France and on his team and the like.
Great. Hi, are you there?
Hi.
Salut.
Hey, what's up?
How are you, Brandon?
What's up?
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. My name is Elias. I'm from Paris, France. I'm jumping for 8 years, and I'm coach on fitness.
Nice. Ilya, how did you get a hold of him to, you know, join the podcast?
Actually through Facebook. So we met just briefly at World Jump Rope in Paris. I saw his double Dutch team. They're really awesome. And I've been following all of his photos and videos on Facebook, and I'm just commenting back and forth on each other's posts. Always helpful as I try and maintain my understanding of the French language, although sadly I speak Canadian French. But it's been nice keeping in touch. So I thought, since last time we were talking about having some jumpers who are not North American, I reached out and said, Ilias, would you like to come on? And he agreed he would come.
Great. So, Ilias, do you have any questions for us or anything you want to share?
No.
Okay. Brandon, have you met?
Yes. Yes, I definitely know Ilias. We've known each other for a couple of years now. I've seen him compete. We competed against each other. We're definitely great friends in the sport.
When was the last time you saw each other?
In Paris,
Yeah, I believe it's Paris.
Yeah, last time in Paris.
And so you're on Just Jumper, which is the double Dutch team in Paris, right?
Yes.
Can you tell us about that team?
I start with my team in 2011, and before that I have another team, but I change at 2011 for Quatre de Légende, my new team today.
Right.
And we start to compete in 2012 for our first championship in France, and we was third place on our first championship, and after that we can stop to jump together, and we do performance on many events and other things like that.
And what got you into the sport?
What?
How did you get into the sport? What got you into it?
It's on 2009, yes. One girl give a lesson of double Dutch, and I just see that, and I say, okay, I will try just for fun, and I come another time, and I come, and one day she said, you want to see a competition? I say, okay, let's go. And when I see the competition, I just fall in love of this sport, and I can't stop today to jump.
Nice. And are you still jumping with that same person, or?
Yes, just same person. Like Mondi, Sega, Frederic, and Stevens. It's my team.
That's your double Dutch team. But
yes.
The girl who taught you, who showed you double Dutch for the first time.
Yeah.
Do you still keep in contact with her? Do you still speak with her?
Today, no, because she stopped to give a double Dutch lesson, and she have a family now, and she work on... I have a little contact with her, but no more.
Okay, and you have a family as well, right? You have a young daughter?
Yes, and he jumped too, but on another team, not on my team.
Oh!
It's like,
that's interesting.
Do you compete against each other?
Yes. Because I think it's not good if we are on same team, because I will all time behind him for do that, and I don't want. And I prefer he train alone with her team, and I see on a competition every year. We sleep together, but for jump rope, I wait 1 year for see him.
Well, Brandon, what do you think about that, since you've been on your mother's team for a while now?
Well, me and my mom definitely, have our issues, with us being on the same team, but, we always come together. But I never knew that you actually had a child, Elias. I never knew that. How old is your child?
8 years. Yes.
Okay. How long is he been jumping?
I think 2 or 3 years.
Okay. Nice.
What team is your child on?
It's Orly Jump Academy.
And how is the jump rope community out in Paris?
Oh, it's very good, because all team, it's like one family, it's like team friends.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. Just sometime a little, not fight, but just before competition, every team just train on our gym and don't talk so much. And when they have a competition, all team show what they do on training.
Do you know how many teams there are in France?
Oh, I don't know. Many. Many.
And your team does specifically double dutch. I haven't seen you do much single rope. I know that at World Jump Rope, you yourself did a single rope routine. But you do mostly double dutch, is that right?
Yes. In France, it's first, like 25 years ago, double dutch come in France. And for single rope, it's just from, I think, 3 or 4 years ago.
Huh, that's interesting. Do you go to the ADDLs, the American Double Dutch League competition?
Yes, just for the Apollo.
Okay.
We do it on 2012, I think.
Okay, and you're also doing the DDC competition as well.
Yes, we love, my team love do fusion.
We love doing fusion. Well, yeah. You're very good at it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any YouTube videos up of your team performing fusion?
Oh, man. Yes.
You make for the legend, 4 de legend.
Yeah.
And you can find my team.
Oh, okay.
All video.
Nice. I'll definitely have to take a look at that.
Or on Facebook, if you add him and follow him under his name, you can see just regular posts of videos. They keep really on top, really current with their videos. It's astounding. And I love that you're doing double dutch in your community, in the streets, and that you're bringing other people in. I love the reaction when you're doing, like, they do a lot of acrobatics, a lot of flips on, like, a cobblestone street. And mm-hmm. There's all kinds of people that are being exposed to that, and I love the reactions that we get.
Yes, we love to do street show in Paris, because many people in France don't know these sports, and we try to develop that in school, in all... Me, I try to develop single rope on fitness.
Right.
I have a project for next year, like a new concept just for single rope class on fitness. Because on
at your gym where you work?
Oh, I'm at my work.
Wow. So he's also like a personal trainer,
mm-hmm.
and he does group fitness classes at a public gym in Paris, right?
Yes, he does.
So... I've been watching you guys. You guys have a YouTube channel that you guys been posting. Can you tell us about what the channel was about?
Yes, this channel is for develop Double Dutch in France, and for do tuto, like you can turn like that, you can jump like that for beginner and Double Dutch.
Okay.
We don't have that in France, and we will do it on Single Rope 2, because I don't know if you know CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
CrossFit, yeah.
Yes. And I give many workshops of Single Rope on CrossFit, and on this channel, we will make a tutorial of double under and things like that for CrossFitter.
I've seen some of those, like some of the instructional videos that you guys have been making.
Yes.
Those are great for like adult beginners. We should do an experiment and have Corey try them. I know that you haven't met Corey, Ilyas, but he is he's an American and he's not a jumper. So he's Corey?
Who is talking to you right now.
He's new. He's discovered the sport and fallen in love watching it. But he doesn't compete. He's not a jumper. He's a fan.
Well, yeah, Ilya called me the first jump rope groupie.
Yes, jump rope groupie.
But you can see our video and you can start to jump with that.
Yes, we should.
There you go, Corey.
You can make a response video for that.
I should, actually. I'm looking at some of the videos on his Facebook page. They look amazing.
They are amazing. So, Ilyas, tell us what is going on in the future for Just Jumper. You have a very large team now, and I loved meeting all of the young kids on your team at World Jump Rope.
How large is their team?
This year we have many team, many children come of Just Jumper. I think we have more than 10 team.
So more than 40.
Yes, but with all friends, I think we are 15, yes. More than 15 friends to come to Portugal.
Wow.
For complete.
That's large.
Yeah.
So do you coach on your team, Just Jumper? Are you teaching?
Yes, I try when I have time, but with my work and with school, because I'm at university. It's my last year this year, and I have many work on university, on my work, and I try to train. It's too hard to do all things.
What are you going for?
For university.
University, yeah.
It's like for management on fitness.
Nice. And you said that this is your last year?
Yes.
Well, early congratulations then.
Thank you.
In
September, I finish, I hope.
Nice. I'm looking at your Facebook page and I'm seeing that you do a lot of different sports as well, or at least you follow a lot of different sports.
Yes. I love. But my first love, it's jump rope. But I love try to other sport. And this year, I will try to do surf.
Nice.
I hope I will do it on Portugal or maybe in France. I don't know. But this year, this summer, I will try to do surf.
Wow.
I saw videos of you on your paddleboard out on the lake.
Yeah.
Always have a video and a big smile everywhere that you go, everything that you're doing.
Yeah. After university, I want to just travel, and I think I will work 1 or 2 months, and after we'll travel and again. We have a big project with my team this year. It's to go 1 month in USA, like I think in November to December.
Oh, wow.
All workshop in USA, like for bouncing bulldogs, for hot dogs, I think in Cincinnati too. And we will finish at New York, maybe.
Nice. Well, if you get to New York, you should let us know, because that's where I am.
Yeah, in December?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, so are you going to the Apollo in New York?
I think yes. I don't know if you if you will do it, because you know, on our team we don't have girl,
right?
And in Apollo you need to have one girl.
Really?
Yes. If you don't, it's why you remember Lucille Bondon?
I'll skip mm-hmm. with you. I'm a girl.
Hey, let's go.
I'll come. I can do backflips too.
What's
it'll be great.
Why do they have this rule? And I'm surprised that you don't have any girls on the team, because that's very rare to not have any girls.
Yes, it's I don't know why, because we try to do it one time with a girl, she's name is Lucille. Now she stopped to jump and it's not good.
Yeah. she stopped jumping? When did she stop?
2004.
Oh, that's a long
no,
time.
No, 2014? Yes,
2014. Yeah. Okay, so not too far.
Right.
Did you know her?
Yes, I've met her before, but I mean, we didn't, speak a lot, but I've definitely met her.
Yes, in Washington, I think, no?
Yeah, when World Jumpo first started.
Yes.
Nice.
So there we go, a female jumpers. This is a casting call. If you want to skip with just jumper, get in touch with Ilias and send him a video of your qualifications.
This year?
This year?
Yes.
You're going to the Apollo in December?
I think yes.
Maybe and you need one female.
Yes.
When do you need to know by?
What?
When do you need that person to contact you by?
I think for September, for start a good routine. I think in September we will know. If you take girl or no, and if you don't have girl, I think we will just go for watch, because it's good competition. And
yeah, it's a lot. That's actually the only one that I've watched in person.
Yeah,
and that's where I met Brandon in person. We had talked before on the phone, but we hadn't met each other before that.
Right.
Do you need a girl for a female for each event?
No, only one
event.
Yes, just this one. And all event, we don't need girl.
I want to know, do you need a female to compete with you for chaque épreuve?
No.
Okay, so there you go. So within the competition, there are several events, as we would say in English. But he only needs a female for one event, une épreuve.
Which is fusion.
Just fusion.
Fusion, okay.
Just in New York.
Yeah.
So it's just one. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Just fusion.
Eileen, do you know what Brandon was up to recently?
In St. Martin?
Yeah.
Yeah, bits and pieces. We've been chatting.
Okay. So, Brandon, do you mind sharing with everybody else what you've been up to?
In St. Martin?
Yeah, in St. Martin, at least. And then if you want to talk about anything else that you've been doing, that'd be great, too.
Well, in St. Martin, I was there to perform as a professional jumper for an event called Fittest on the Rock, the rock meaning the island of St. Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And basically...
Were you the only jumper there?
Yes, I was the only jumper there. They flew me out to perform, for the people there that attended the event. And the event is basically a street workout competition. People who do push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups on the bars.
Oh, wow.
Flipping the tires and things like that. So it was definitely a fun event, and St. Martin is a great place to go. If you look up St. Martin, the airport in St. Martin, one of the airports in St. Martin will come up as it's like an airport right beside the beach. And when the planes take off, basically all of the turbulence is going towards the beach, and the people on the beach actually can, feel the turbulence while they're on the beach, and it's definitely a great experience.
Nice. So would you recommend that to other jumpers?
I would recommend that to everyone.
So how did you do in the competition, or you were just there to perform?
I was just there to perform. I didn't compete. I'm not good at push-ups and pull-ups and stuff like that.
Tire flipping?
And what was the response to your performance, though?
They loved it. It's something different that no one on the island basically has never seen before. So it was definitely a different experience for them. And also I got to meet Talon the One, who is basically the greatest street performer in the world. He's based out of New York, and you know, he does street performing for people on the street, and people love him.
Nice. And if we see or find that there's a jump rope team out of St. Martin in the next year or two, we'll know it's because of you.
Yes.
Yeah, busking is a whole other world. Ilyas, when you are performing on the street, do you put out your hat for money?
No. Sometimes when we go just for that. Last year we went to south of France. I don't know if you know Nice.
Yep.
Yes.
Nice and Cannes. And we went at this place just for the street show. And we tried to go on this place with like no money. Just we jump, and when we jump, we take money. Like we go with like 20 euros, and we jump for eat and for sleep, and it's very 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 nice.
So that's interesting. You guys are sort of doing the same thing, continents apart. You're performing on the street. Do you do it more to spread the sport, or do you do it for feedback on your routines?
Yes, we try to do our routine on street performance, and sometimes just freestyle. Just like
have the audio.
Making it up.
Yeah.
Have you worked together, Brandon?
No, we've done workshops together at the Bouncing Bulldogs workshop. But we've never like competed worked together. We've always competed against each other.
Uh-huh. Have you ever thought about going out there and maybe working together?
That would definitely be fun. I would have to make my way out there and stay for a pretty long time. But that would definitely be great. I would love to work with them. You know, it's been a long time since I've done Double Dutch, and I would love to do Double Dutch with a team. And they are definitely a great team to do Double Dutch with, having the background of NDDL and things like that. Mm-hmm. So
how are they with the speed?
They're really fast.
Yeah, they're quick.
Can they beat your record or?
Well, I don't have a record in speed. I'm just fast in Double Dutch speed. I wish I would know what the record is for Double Dutch speed. But there's different events for things like that. There's a record for 3-person Double Dutch, which is in the United States. Mm-hmm. But as far as like, because if you go to NDDL, there's only 1 person jumping, so.
Where can you find these records, or are they really not available?
They're really not available.
Well,
so
I kind of wanted to bring that up as a segue. So as you guys know, we've been working with, I'm probably going to mispronounce his name, but Savant Bengtsson, you know, the Swedish jumper.
Okay.
And actually Dylan Plummer for the Trictionary. And we've been talking, the three of us, and Savant's going to be helping me out to release a jump rope jam application that's going to be free. It will allow everybody to access the news feed on our website, but also what I'm hoping to do is have it display events, and if we can get a consolidation of all the statistics from the sport, we'll also have it on the website and through the app.
Nice.
So, yeah, so I guess there's really no place to grab that information except for going to each jumper to find out what everybody's stats are, right?
Right.
Yeah. I think they are posted. I think the different competitions, like I know that the U.S. Nationals, they post their results, mm-hmm. and Canadian Nationals also post their results and their records.
What about do the French have Nationals there?
For France, we have the record. It's Jojo. I don't know if you know Jojo.
Yes.
Yeah. Who doesn't know Jojo?
the team have a record of double Dutch single, and my team have records on double Dutch pairs.
Oh, what records do you have?
Double Dutch speed pairs.
Oh.
What's the score?
382.
Yes. Nice.
How's that compare to yours, Brandon?
Well, I would need another jumper to do pairs. but my average speed in 1 minute would be 200. So if it were two of me, then that would be a score of 400 in pairs.
Oh, wow.
But there's no two of me.
Almost, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of people out there that are just as fast as me and even faster. It's just that, you know, I've been so
out of... That's only eight jumps off of your best for 60 seconds, right?
For pairs?
Yeah, because he said 382. So that's mm-hmm. only eight jumps off of 400.
If there were two of you, right?
Right, but that would be 392 if you were eight jumps off.
Oh, sorry. I mean 12, I guess. No, not 18. 18, sorry.
It's okay.
My husband does the numbers.
Yeah.
I have a question. You see the last video of LG on freestyling Europe?
Of LJ? Yeah. Yes.
The last one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just amazing. I think it's national, no?
From nationals, yeah. The USA yeah. nationals just finished, and the Pan Ams are like still going on.
It actually finished. They're actually doing their camp now.
Oh, yeah.
Of Pan American?
Yeah, yes. The Pan American.
They finished yesterday.
But what's the difference of national and Pan America?
So Pan American is the United States of America, Canada, and then it would be Mexico.
Okay, and it's a different federation?
Right, so USA Jump Rope is its own league, and World Jump Rope hosts the Pan American Championship. So, okay. Yeah.
Okay. It's also World Jump Rope. Pan American Jump Rope is also hosted by World Jump Rope. And yeah. I think anyone can come. You don't have to be only from those three countries. But I think they have the two competitions because a lot of Americans can't afford the cost to go overseas to Portugal. So It gives them an international competition. And then the USA Nationals... Only American skippers skip in that. No other countries.
Okay.
Right. You have a national competition in France as well, I'm sure.
Yes.
And only French skippers can skip. And then I go to a Canadian one that is only Canadian skippers. So.
And I have my friend for France, and he lives now on Montreal.
Oh, Eddie?
Yes.
I met Eddie this year.
He complete now?
He did. He came to our... there is no other teams in Quebec. That's his province. So he came to the Ontario one. And they did very well. They only competed in double dutch. No single rope. But we made fast friends. And so I'm hoping that I can go to Quebec and stay with him and teach some single rope this summer.
Cool. Yeah.
We'll see.
So, Elias... What is your national competition called?
This year?
Any year. So when you have a nationals in France, what do you guys call it?
Championnat de France, like French championship.
Just French championship?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a French federation and the name is just French championship.
Okay. Do you guys have a qualifier for it?
Yes, and you need, and after that, the federation help you for go to Portugal, like for give you money. If you come on first, you don't have pay. You just pay little, like this year, and that's right. That's cool because this year, my team and I we win all. I win on single rope, and we win. All event on double dutch.
Nice.
So the federation sponsors you to go to World Jump Rope.
Yes.
Oh, that would be so nice.
Yeah.
Because, man.
If you don't have that, I think we can go.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to World Jump Rope. Because it costs so much money.
Yes, it's very expensive. Very, very expensive.
And How do they raise this money, or where is this money raised?
Of Federation?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's the... I don't know.
I'm just asking because it would be interesting to know, so that way maybe, you know, the United States and Canadian Jump Rope, you know, Association can work within that kind of way, so that, you know, jump rope teams don't have an issue with raising money to go to, you know, worlds and whatever, you know, competitions.
That would be nice.
The French Federation of work with French ETA. I forget the name.
The government?
Yes, with the government. And because now it's a real sport in French. It's recognized for real sport, double dutch and single up. It's real sport with rules.
What year did it get recognized?
In 2011.
And who pushed for it, or do you know how it's
How did that happen?
Yeah.
It's a minister of sports, and he decided to do that.
Is there anything like that in Canada or in the United States? I don't think so.
No, it is not.
We have a minister of sports and recreation. So you're saying it's legislative. Sounds like a good project for me.
So, Ilias, you'll be doing single rope in Portugal?
Yes.
Are you the only one, or is Stevens doing it as well?
No, Stevens, Mundi, and other person of French team. Like, we have many children this year and do single rope, and with very, very good level. And we saw that at the French Championship, and I'm very happy for that and for show the level of French on single rope this year, because before we have a bad level and we trying to have a world level, and now I think it's okay.
Okay. You guys are definitely getting better at single rope really fast.
Jojo's not going to do single rope?
No.
Oh, why not?
He stopped double dutch too.
Ugh. Double dutch too?
He's not competing?
Coach. No, he don't complete.
Oh, man.
He's just coach. Why?
Because he's old.
He's like, old.
He's old.
No, he have the 13 years old. Yes.
Yeah.
And the team want to stop because it's long time jump, and we want to have family life and other things like work, because before I just do double dutch. And we try to just don't stop all jump rope, but just coaching.
Right.
Okay.
That happens all the time in our sport, all the time. You know, Lee Reisig, he's also 30 years old.
Yeah, I know. Like, you know Jesse Cream?
Yeah.
And his father jumped too. I don't know how
his father jumped?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He complete on World Jump Rope.
Wow. What year?
2015.
Oh, 2015? Last year?
No, 2004. Sorry.
2014.
Yes.
Okay. That's why I missed it then. Okay. That's really interesting. I didn't know that.
So who was the fastest double dutch jumper on your team, Ilias?
Stevens.
Stevens?
Yes, on double dutch. Because me, I never do speed.
You don't like speed?
I like, but I never train. Just on single rope. Because before, I just was a turner for my team. And today, too, I just was a turner. I like turn and I like it. But we, for World Jump Rope, we need to all people jump and all people turn. And that's it's cool. Yeah. But now, Now I need to train for my jump, and Stevens need to train for turn.
Oh no.
And that's it's hard.
Yeah, that's definitely hard for you to be able to turn the rope and be able to jump.
Yeah.
You know, that's why the 3x40 event is such a great event, because everyone has to jump and turn, so it showcases both skills.
Yeah, it's a testament of a well-rounded jumper for sure.
And I have a question. Your federation, like Canadian Federation and USA, don't help you for go on one competition like World Jump Rope?
No.
No. Nope. We have to pay for ourselves.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why we said it sounds like you guys are ahead of us.
Yeah.
Because you've declared that it's a sport, and that's kind of the politics of the sport. Because politically, it puts you ahead, and your government helps you.
Yes, that's it. It's good.
Yeah, that's so good. And we're trying to kind of do the same thing over here. So yeah. We really appreciate that you came to talk to us, because we had no idea. We don't talk to very many European jumpers.
I think it's better if you talk with Jojo, because he work on Federation.
Ah.
Jojo work nice. On Federation. And Jennifer, too. I don't know if you know Jennifer.
Yes, I know Jennifer.
And
I haven't met her yet.
You work on Federation, too.
Huh. We would love to have them on the show.
What?
I think Corey said he would love to have Jojo and Jennifer on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you could talk with them.
For do interview? Yes, I can talk with Jojo and Jennifer.
Yeah, that'd be great. And if you want to come on again, you're more than welcome to.
Okay, perfect. Yes.
I have another question for you, though. So I saw that you were on some French television programs.
Yes, many times.
Many times. So how are you getting on television?
And it's for just show our sports, because I say it's not famous sports today.
Okay.
Every day when we went to do street show, people say, "Wow, what these sports are? We don't know. We just do that at school before with one rope, and you do two ropes. It's incredible." And we tried to develop that.
So did somebody come up to you and say, "This is amazing, will you come on my TV show?"
Yes, it's that. I receive a mail and a message on Facebook for do French television. And international, you see the last Zalando with a flight crew?
Right.
It's on January. The girl who do casting contact her my team for go to Los Angeles and do this commercial TV, but I think it's too far and expensive for Zalando, and it's better for keep flight crew.
Ah. Nice.
And that's it bad. We
yeah, that's too bad. Sad.
It's very sad when you see the video, but it's good video. And all of my friends when say the video and put my name on Facebook. Oh, look this video! It's double Dutch. It's double Dutch. I say I know.
That's so. So how many days do you guys practice?
Every day.
Every day you jump.
Every day, without Saturday, but on Saturday we have all performance. Like this weekend, we will go to. Switzerland. Yes. For the performance.
Yeah.
Nice.
Where do you learn and where do you train the acrobatics?
When I start on street. I try on street.
You learned acrobatics on the streets?
Yes, when I start double Dutch, because I want to have good level, and I see Jojo. We do many flips and I just do frogs. And I say, oh no, I need to train. But today we have a real gym for practice gymnastics with all...
Well, that's good.
And now we can do better tricks and try all things.
Yes, I've seen you do a double back pitch with Stevens and Modi.
Oh, yeah. I saw that too, yeah.
I think we will try to do it on purse, but I don't know for a moment. We will try on concrete flow.
Oh,
too hard. It's too afraid.
Yeah.
If you miss a little, you fall.
Yeah.
But it's bad. We can do all things on double infusion. Like you can do double back, you can do double front, because it's a rule of Japan, and Japanese people, you know, it's a little crazy. And he one day one of the try to do double back and he fall on fusion. Now it's you can do it on fusion double and all things like that.
Oh, I know that last year at World Jump Rope in Paris, Hamisi Kondo did a double back tuck in one of his routines, and he over-rotated and fell out of that as well.
Yes, but on single ropes and...
in single rope.
You can do on single rope, you can do on double dutch single, on double dutch press, but on fusion, you can do it. If you remember, LG do double side?
Yes.
On press, but on fusion, he just do one.
Ah, yeah. So what about if it's supported? Because yours, you have two guys kind of throwing you into it, right?
Yes.
And that, even that, that's not okay, even if it's supported?
No, that's not okay. If you have one or five people support you, you can do it.
Wow.
I think it's dangerous. But because Japanese people are a little crazy, try to do all things.
Yeah. Well, safety first, I guess.
Yeah.
So, who's your favorite jumper? I know you mentioned LJ a couple times now. Is he your favorite?
My favorite jumper?
Is himself.
Yeah. I try to be my best jumper. But I think they have many good jumpers today. I don't know if you know Zach.
Yes.
Yes, from Zach. Hot Dog?
No, from North Carolina.
North Carolina. Oh, okay, that's Zach, right?
Yes.
Yes, Zach Thomason.
Oh, we had him on the show.
Yeah. It's
very good jumper, but I don't know if I have best jumper. Because if you have best jumper in your mind, you can say I will go better than him.
That is true.
To push yourself for go better and see, don't say I'm the best, because we are never best on all things we do, but we need to try to do that. You need to go the best one, but they have many best on jumper. You have Brandon on speed on single rope.
Yep.
Brandon.
Thank you.
Well, you are one of my favorite male jumpers, Elias. And part of that is because, not just because you are talented and you can do really interesting skills, but I see you as an advocate or an ambassador for your sport, especially in your country, because I noticed that your team mostly does double dutch, but you also do single rope. And I see you pushing and pushing to get better at single rope. And as you have gotten better, then I see the young kids on your team, they're watching you, and they start to get better.
Yes, too.
And I always see you promoting the team and the sport and with joy.
Yeah.
So that makes you one of my favorites for sure.
Thank you. It's my goal to push my sports. Not me or my team, it's real for my sport to push and to develop that, and for all children. My dream, it's like all French people to jump rope. You know, like, it's like I want to...
To make it a national sport?
Yes, like football, soccer. And I hope this, it's not just on France, but all around the world, for all people know that. because when we travel with my team and do street show on other country, people don't know these sports too. And
that's a very large goal.
Yeah.
But you know what they say, l'impossible, ce n'est pas français.
Yes, exactly.
So there you go.
Français. Yes.
That is the goal for everyone, I believe. To make the sport just known to the world as much as the NBA or the NFL or football, just for jump rope to be seen like that, to me, would be the greatest accomplishment for the sport.
Yeah.
The best for our sport, it's go to the Olympic Games.
Yep, definitely. And I think that is a very high note, and I feel like we should end on that. But before we do, can you just share with us and the audience some of your social media?
For Olympic Games?
No, for your own stuff on Facebook. Where can people find you?
Are you on Twitter and Instagram?
Oh, yes, I have Facebook. It's Ilyes Debas.
Mm-hmm.
That's Ilyes Debbah.
Yep. And then do you have Instagram?
Yes, Instagram. It's Ilyes NKaz. NKaz.
And so if somebody wants to see your videos or see what you're up to, where do they go?
On my Facebook. I have all of my video and Instagram too. I put all on that.
Nice.
Perfect. But I also want to ask you, because we've started asking all of our guests that we interview, we ask them what their favorite trick is. Do you have a favorite skill in double dutch or single rope?
I have one, but I don't do it. It's double back.
Oh, okay. It's the double backflip. Okay. Fair enough. Very good.
It's fine, but I don't do it. I try every day. It's like against these tricks. Every day with these tricks. It's too hard. And last year I saw Amici do these tricks too easy, and I say, oh.
That's good though. I think we all have that one trick that we can't quite get, but it's so close.
Or many tricks in my case.
But yeah. My favorite tricks, I think it's all tricks, because I love do backflip, back all think, front flip, side flip.
You just love the sport.
Yes.
Sounds like you like the flips. The acrobatic skills are maybe your favorite.
Yes, it's that. Yeah. I want to just do one jump, one tricks. Like the one rope, it's front flip, back flip, frog, push up. Don't let ropes.
Oh, no open jumps in between.
Yes, just tricks, okay. tricks.
So you're looking to get more dense in your routines. You want more density.
Yes, but I love breakdance. I love to dance breakdance.
Me too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I put breakdancing in our single rope, in our single rope pairs at World Jump Rope.
Yeah. You do it? Oh, no, you don't do it this way.
Yes, I do. I do one called the helicopter.
Yeah, oh, cool.
Well, maybe you should be the female jumper that joins their group.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm going to send in my CV and my application. Yes.
Yeah, your video. But you have good video, no? Now I see your photo.
I have some good videos.
And good shooting, very good, very beautiful. I see video picture.
Oh, right. Thank you. I think a lot of those, the ones you maybe see, are from the circus.
Yeah.
From the Cirque.
And you went to circus? You work on circus?
Yes, that's my background. How I started in the sport, and
because next year we have project to with my team just do jump rope.
Yeah, we need
to work on just that and keep money on jump rope. It's too hard, but we will try to do circus performance on on all events, and like we want to sell our performance.
Well, okay. And you need a female, and I need to learn some double dutch, so maybe we can make a trade.
Let's go, come. Let's
yeah,
go.
Okay.
Nice.
I don't live very far from New York. I live very close to New York, so maybe I can come skip with you at the Apollo.
Perfect. Let's go.
Well, there you go.
It.
I can be the first girl just jumper. I can be the just jumper with the silly Canadian French accent.
Yes.
Well, I think that we should stop here.
And, yeah.
Yeah, if you could get JoJo and did you Jennifer. Say... Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
That'd be great, and we would love to have you on as well.
Okay, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you right, for Elias. Coming so
au
much.
Pardon. Goodbye.
Merci mille fois.
Yes. Au revoir. Merci à vous.
Des grands bisous.
Right. Bisous.
Des grands bisous. Always remember, keep your head up and jump high.
And jump rope is a sport. See you later.